With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA internet radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Good day, good day. It's End Day Friday Groove, the music submit spoken word and music review. That's right, we are up here reviewing music submitted through our music submit channel. If you are an artist, a spoken word artist, or an independent music artist, we are accepting most types of genres. We are looking for spoken word, soul, R&B, pop, hip, conscious hip-hop. Conscious hip-hop. And gospel, rock. We're just looking for good music. So please just go to mastergriotradio.com and just click on submit. At the very top, you'll see submit music there, and you can submit your music for free. We don't charge a fee. So submit it for free. We'll review it. And music that we select, there are two things you get. We feature music here on our Indie Review Show, which will happen about three Fridays out of a month. The Indie Friday Groove, we'll play it, review it. And, you know, after the live, our shows are all available on demand. And we have well over 200 shows. So they stay around. It's syndicated on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, and our music shows. These shows are also on Audible Audible Beat. So, also Mixcloud. So the shows get around and get syndicated. It's really an opportunity for you to get heard. And then another courtesy we offer the artists is for at least 30 days, we have a playlist page where we provide updating it, but the music gets listed on the playlist. So we'll either link into your buy link first or to a video or a play link so that people can listen to the music more. But more importantly, we want to encourage people to support you by buying and sharing music. Okay, again, I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adam, and I am your host for this moment in time. And we're bringing on a new co-host, Dante. So I am moving myself into the studio, and we are going to kick off this mix with some music that we already have. After I bring on Dante, as I upload some new music, we really got a lot in, and I'm still downloading some of the music. But I'm going to bring on Dante, and then we're going to kick it off. Since I said my conscious music, we're going to kick off back to hip-hop, so you know what I mean by conscious hip-hop. But first, we're going to bring on our new host, writer, producer, vocalist, stylist, and the social media man, Mr. Dante. What's up, Dante?
What's going on? How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you today?
I'm great. You know, we well. And I appreciate you calling me to be on here today, for sure.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself so our audience know. Who is Dante?
Dante, I'm just a kid from West Philly. You know, I'm a musician, artist, designer, I don't really like the word entrepreneur, but yeah, that businessman, whatever you want to call it. I'm just a creative person, you know, just giving my talent to the world right now. That's pretty much that.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, we love to hear your feedback on these new artists and their music. And also, we want to kick this off with Back to Hip Hop. So, you know, even let us know how you feel about this one. It's another independent artist. This is by Soul, S period, O period, U period, L period, the one. Soul the one, and this is Back to Hip Hop.
So,
it's a shame, man. Cats don't even get it, man. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, man, what happened to hip hop? You know what I'm saying? We need to get back to the way it was before. We used to ride then. We need to bring that back.
Let's get back to hip hop. 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 Can't live without hip hop. That's why we need hip hop. Can't live without hip hop. That's why we need hip hop. I remember back then when hip-hop was straight from the soul. Now we don't trade it in our history for diamonds and gold. 20-inch rims that spins, girls sliding our poles. Slipping coke cause she's convinced that it's good for her soul. Back in the days it was the bubble pants and all black shades. Salt and pepper mixed with heavy D and high top fades. Back then, beef was handled on stage with the crew. They hit the box and gave you seconds just to show what you do. It's called
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Can't live without
hip-hop.
That's why we need
hip-hop.
Can't live without
hip-hop.
That's why we need
hip-hop.
Hey.
Now seasons change and everything that smell ain't right. Innocent kids turn hustlers and thugs overnight. The crime rate high, we threat, so we stay in the trap. We hustling traps, ability to speak through our raps. Now I'm convinced, good's intended, but the media's wicked. They take the violence that surrounds us, trying to prove that we're cricket. But if we all stood up and took control of our own, then they have to find something else to pin the blame on instead of
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Can't live without
hip-hop.
That's why we need
hip-hop.
Can't live without
hip-hop.
That's why we need
hip-hop.
Hey.
You see, I've been through the storms and I fought off the snakes. From the first apple pulled from the tree that we ate. The first sin was the 13th day when life changed. Ever since then, we bust in the air, so let it rain. I try to reach more, the more I reach, the more it dies. Like they're trying to take each soul that I touch. From hell's fire, from drug dealing to gutter living. Show me a way. There's gotta be a better strategy for us to get paid. We need
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Can't live without
hip-hop.
That's why we need
hip-hop.
Can't live without
hip-hop.
That's why we need
hip-hop.
Hey, yeah. Let's get back to hip-hop.
Old school.
Back
hip-hop.
When people was rocking shell toe Adidas
hey,
with no laces. You know what I'm saying? Clocks around their neck, flavor flavor. You know what I'm talking about? Back when the music ain't do nothing to the tune, you know what I'm saying? Let's get back to hip-hop. Back when it was pure. Back when they ain't do no harm. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Yeah.
The
big deal in here, they ain't ready for it. Hey.
Alrighty, we're back. We just got finished listening to Back to Hip Hop by Soul Da One. So, Dante, what'd you feel about that?
I think that was a solid joint, you know what I mean? I think not just hip hop but like music in general is at a place where like vulnerability is really appreciated right now. And this dude, I didn't catch his name, but he definitely showing his love for hip hop in that one, so I appreciate it. I think it was a good record.
Okay, all right. Now, it says we, you know, are loading up some ones. We're going to go to, I think we do have a new one here today. It's called Top Hat.
Mm-hmm.
And this Top Hat, did I upload Top Hat? Alrighty. Oh, gosh.
Top Hat.
Alrighty. Yeah, Top Hat. I don't really see Top Hat right now. So we're just going to go to another one that we have, and then I have to, it may not have actually uploaded. That's why I had delayed me. It was, and look, I was having some problems. I did another way. But I have plenty of music.
Bring it back to hip hop.
You know?
That was good vibes, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That was nice vibes.
Yeah, so we're going to listen to, let me see. This is one, it's from a free mixtape called Cure for the Common Soul. So if you go out to DatPiff, that's DatPiff, datpiff.com, they have free mixtapes. And this is the first one, Cure from the Common Soul. And this is one of Hezekiah pieces from there. We just want to listen to this real quick. It's called Cornered. And
okay.
I'm just going to check this one out. All right.
Get it.
Talk, seen his first dead body and he couldn't stomach. So he never looked back. Feet hit the ground, 100 miles and running.
Johnny Osborne, this is a demo. The light you see at the end of the tunnel.
So he never looked back. Feet hit the ground, 100 miles and running. Now he's dipping, ducking, hiding his face from the cameras and the public. Now them blue lights on, the red lights on, them police coming. The mama tried to warn them, so hard-headed you couldn't tell them nothing.
Things to the left, seems like I've been cornered, oh my God. Junkies to the right, seems like I've been cornered, oh my God. Hustlers on top, seems like I've been cornered, oh my God. The rest on the bottom, seems like I've been cornered, oh my God.
Trimmers in the dark, please your honor, it ain't my fault. Well, whose fault is it? Back against the wall, he about to start snitching. Pursuit of the American dream, lock that boy up for trying to make a living. Big house on a TV screen, but nobody told him the right way to get it.
Things to the left, seems like I've been cornered, oh my God. Junkies to the right, seems like I've been cornered, oh my God. On top, seems like I've been cornered, oh my God. The rest on the bottom, seems like I've been cornered, oh my God.
DJ Static.
Ill motherfucking vibe.
Mr. Sunny James, if you will. Let's go.
Cornered from Cure for the Common Soul and by Hezekiah, mixed by Mr. Sunny James. So what you feeling about that, Dante?
I feel Top Hat. He got a nice vibe with him. His cadence, he reminds me of the homie Ricky Hill, one of my early influences. I'm not sure if everybody out there is familiar with Ricky Hill, but it's Cadence, definitely. I like that a lot. I would do music with him. Top that. That was dope.
Yeah. Well, Hezekiah is an MC, a producer. Anybody in hip hop that, you know, been around, he's produced for. He produced for Bilal, Kendrick, you know, De La Soul, Mos Def. I mean, everybody, you know. So he's been around
Philly,
a long time. Yeah, yeah.
Philly,
well,
right?
He's originally from Delaware. He's originally from Delaware, but he's been living in Philly most of his life from a teenage on. So, but yeah, Hezekiah's a Philly cat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's a and he also has an alter ego you'll find in Johnny Popcorn, which is a pop rock group that he has. So he's
right.
A very diverse person. His studio is Little Africa. If y'all want to look him up, he got beats, all of that. So you can check him out at threecrates.bandcamp.com. You go there, you can see his entire catalog. Also, you can hit him up from there. And if you want to support the artist, you can support him that way. And like I said, it is purchasable because it's also available on iTunes and everything. But when they originally released Cure for the Common Soul a few years ago, and that's what's so hot. You can tell music. This music was released. This is new to you music, not actually new music, but it's new to you.
Right.
So a lot of stuff just doesn't get heard, and which gives another whole lifetime to the independent artist. There are just definitely some benefits in being independent, and when you have a larger catalog, sometimes things just don't get heard, and they always have a time. So when you write music that is not just for a moment and not just super trendy, and it has a lifespan because it's well written, it can still, you know, still make its way.
I see Hezekiah got some joints with Freeway and Petey Crack. Those was like super early influences. I'm talking like, you know, I'm like 7, 8 years old listening to these dudes. So Hezekiah, he definitely efficient for pulling that move.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones. Hold It Now with
Yeah,
he has a lot. Freeway also, yeah, he has Freeway. He has everybody on that mixtape. That mixtape is everybody. And there's also Cure for the Common Soul, too, that came out a couple years ago. So,
Shout out to Hezekiah.
I forgot to put his other thing. Hezekiah is, he didn't do the artwork, but Hezekiah is, he also directs videos. He does videos and directs videos. So, he's a very, he's definitely a Renaissance man, a multi talented, and, I think he does good music. Yep. So now I'm trying to see how to look. That's the one thing. Everything's listed differently, so it's not as easy for me to find. But I'm trying to see what new I just put up. Like 3 pieces. So I'm hoping I'm not having actual upload problem. So I'm gonna bring up a spoken word piece. This is called New Discovery, and I'm gonna have to look up my list alphabetically to see, because I'm putting this up. I'm not sure if my work is actually coming up. But if not, like I said, I got so much work on here. We got a lot of new to you stuff we can review. But this is New Discovery by Inspire, and we're going to check his out.
I was told there was a need for this. A healthy dose of inspiration in the midst of all this evilness and malpractice, side effects, greed, and health risks. And as of right now, words mean something again. The music has been composed and arranged with a twist and to a spin. And let me mention, I value your attention. But I'm not here to discuss my bling bling or my flyest outfit or my faux fifth or my tightest whip. I'm here to help, inspire, and uplift. All pausing is now in default, so just kick back, relax, jam, listen, and be taught. You can hear the passion in the cymbals, and that further proves this poetry music has been well crafted and polished, and created to motivate. Guaranteed to erase at least 20% of worldwide hate. It's so amazing what the letters do. Come together and form the words that inspire and make a better you and a better me too. And if I sound arrogant, that's not my intent. I do acknowledge this record is the work of a higher power, and I am only an instrument. And I would express it to you even if it didn't earn me one fine red cent. You see, there is a big demand for truth in this world of lies and entertainment. Unlike anything you ever heard, original music and poetic words, all told with grade A delivery just for you and put into song mode, and a must have for every household. Now I've collaborated with professional, inspired intellectuals, and since day one we felt this new discovery will be an inspiration for years and years to come. And we gonna feed it to you right after this quick word or two from the album's lead producer.
Yeah, man, this your boy Player Righteous, man. Me and my cousin Soul Kane done teamed up with Inspire, man. Together we're meant to take this original poetry music to a new dimension, man. We got hip-hop, R&B, soul, and jazz all wrapped up in one big package, man. This is the start of something real big, man. Nothing but classics, man. The real spinetry never die, man. You dig what I'm saying, man? The homie Inspire gonna spin it till the wheels fall off, man. Inspiring people. By motivating them with words and music from the inner soul, being an inspiration.
You need to listen to the words.
Okay, we're back. You just got finished listening to New Discovery by Inspire from his debut CD, Something Great, and that's spoken word. So how you feeling about that, Dante?
Hey, yo, whole time I'm listening to that one right there, I'm thinking, what they call it, heavy Last Poets vibe. Shout out to my mom for putting me on the Last Poets. They had like a real strong message in their music, so I definitely appreciate the spoken word artist.
Yeah. Okay. So right now, obviously having some technical difficulty because everything I'm uploading is not getting into the studio. So, but we're just going to go on and just review some new to you work. So, like while we're here, just kind of in this, it's a Friday, so we kind of like want to move. So we're going to probably stay on a little hip-hop groove for a moment, then we'll move to some slow. We're going to go to Farrah Burns, I Want to Rock, and then we're going to move on to another female MC, Intelligence, and I'm a Movement.
I'm a Movement.
Right about man.
Yeah, come on. Fire right here, homie. Let's go. Make me a believer. Somebody get Kanye. That's why Lil Wayne snatched up Nicki Minaj. The game's wide open. I'm trying to strong. They on some lightweight. You really Haitian? Yeah, I'm in the game, man. Stock blase. I keep trying to tell you, it's Farrah Boulay. Drop the over metal. That's a cool CD. So why when you see me, it's still full of teeth? Yeah, I get
sidetrack a little, that's the ADD. Stop blaming me and hop on ease. It's fresh, keep trying to tell you. Selling out your trunk, that's paraphernalia. I get calls like Burns, don't miss your call. And it's a rap, as far as hip-hop, you own it. My mind's been going, zoning since moaning. To the doc, say, kick you right, get up on it. Few things going for me, easy on the eyes. City still real, ass still mine. Keep that jibber-jabber down to a minimum. Got other rappers like, nah, man, I'm feeling them. Yo, let's see where this might go. She actually get a shot, man, she just might blow. So, don't tell me, tell a friend. You know what we call that, right? Viral marketing. iTunes, YouTube, hard to keep up. Facebook me, Twitter me up. It's Burns, baby, Ferris to the Uno. Heavy on the arugula, toss with prosciutto. Everything's mainstream and me, I actually read your fine now. But that's just on the mental though. So when I say A, y'all say you.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
We vibin'.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
We vibin'.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
We vibin'.
Yeah. Come on.
I really wanna know what you're feeling right now. We vibin'. I just might pass it around. The mic that is, watch Shorty get down. Wish I could move like the chicks in the video. Few Amaretta salads, and here we go. And the beat is bonkers. I bump that style, CJ the Kiss often. Had a Mobb Deep real murder music moment. Smell at this hip-hop moment. Live for the funk, die for the funk madness. Boot camp came, broke down the mathematics. And Wu-Tang came and knocked it off the atlas. Chicka grabbed it, but now I've always had it. The West was the West and the East the East. Two kings had beef, now they both deceased. That's a chess move, feel it in my chest, oh. How many gon' die before I talk to them? We young, party, have fun. Throw they dubs up in the club like what? And to be honest, some party like, that's my only sacrifice till it's paper's right. Come on.
Yeah, come on. Yeah,
we vibing.
Sleeping, believing is what I do.
And I leave them with a few of them iller thoughts for you to sum. I'm the one who's realer, my inner killer will mirror none. We've been overdue and now I'm running over you. The lack of women in the game is something that I'm over to. Get over you if you refuse to see the news, cause I'm over being divided and blindsided over truth. Feeding the young, understand I will ever do. 30 to life of being gifted, I supply the truth. Look in the light, I know you blinded by the cues, but I'm hoping that you're soaking in Dakota. It's all eyes on me and best believe that I'm predetermined to win. Hey, in a pack, get it again. In the final second, I elevate in my direction. Leave them to wonder why they ever second guess me. They never recognize a queen. They never saw that I was backed by a king. So my arrival is more than what it seems, and my survival is more than what it means. I'm a movement.
Okay, okay.
All right, yeah. So, yeah, we were listening to that. That was, there's two pieces. The female, they're going hard. That's right. Yeah, first we kicked it off with I Want to Rock with Farrah Burns. She's out of New York. And you can find her. She got some great videos and all. You can definitely find her on YouTube, Farrah Burns, Farrah Boule, B-O-U-L-E Burns, but Farrah Burns. And then we had I'm a Movement, which is Intelligence. That's I-N-T-E-L-L-I-G-E-N-Z, Intelligence with a Z. And Intelligence Music is her page on Facebook, so check her out. She's on Slouchies and everything. And she has been signed to an indie label. I don't want to say the name wrong. I don't have it right in front of me. But you can definitely say it, go Intelligence Music, yeah, on Facebook. So you tell me, how you feeling about I Want to Rock and I'm a Movement?
I think it's straight lyrics. Honestly, for me, that first beat, I was trying to think of what that beat was. It definitely wasn't the original. I'm trying to remember that beat. But the beat, for me, that first one, it definitely carried me through the song with the lyrics. I definitely appreciate lyricism, but just right now, like, the vibe I'm in, I'm more on, like, you know, songs, kind of like straight radio stuff. Even though I can't say that, you know, the lyricism is coming back in hip-hop a lot. So we're going to get back to hearing that on the radio, too. I liked it, though. I definitely enjoyed it.
So would you now, which one was you saying the beat wasn't original on I Want to Rock, or either or was it
the first one I, to my understanding, rock, yeah, it wasn't original. It might have been, it sound like the I'm from New York joint though, by like Ja Rule and Fat Joe, like a couple years back. That's what it reminded me of. That's why I said it wasn't original. It could be original though, it might just be a sample.
So, but you said you feel like lyricism is not really radio ready right now?
No, I didn't say that. I said I feel like it's coming back in a sense, you know what I mean? Because, like, you know, the past, like, year, maybe 2 years, there's been a lot of melodies. Even longer than that, there's been a lot of melodies that's been carrying the radio. But I feel like slowly, and even like we talked about yesterday, like, not just lyricism, but, like, real vocals is coming back too, so.
But I also find that there's multiple worlds, you know, so like since this is especially about an artist support show and artist development and all of that, for the artist, I understand there's two, you know, there is the independent world and there is the mainstream, but you don't have to be mainstream to be popular and to make money. So that is one thing you really have to be very cognizant of. You can go back in our interviews. It's the Art and Entertainment Industry edition of our Christmas in July, Playing the Prophet. But our guest was David Chance, who was he's part of Rough Ends. Now, Rough Ends at one time were signed to Sony.
Yeah.
And they went platinum and all. They R&B group. They had a, you know, few hits. And he said one day he was on a plane riding back. They just went platinum, and he was sitting with this other dude. The dude's coming back from Japan, and he was a jazz artist, an independent artist. And he has sold about either 10,000, maybe 100,000, whatever, albums. But he had made three, four times more money than David had made going platinum under Sony.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they had the notoriety, yeah, but, you know, as far as the business end of it, this jazz artist, because he had a defined audience, he's traveling, he's over in Japan, he's doing shows, he has numbers behind him, but he's getting a larger share because it's not, you know, all being eaten up. So just in that note for artists, you do have to understand is one, and this is really why I'm pushing this out, because I need our spoken word artists to start submitting your music and start investing in your spoken word, your recorded work. Invest and have it for radio play. Pay to play exists. Pay to play still exists. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about going straight to mainstream radio, you can't even think under a $10,000 budget. It's generally between $10,000 and $30,000 just to get you started to get mainstream radio play. That's just the truth of it. And your reporting, the reporting may be better now, but I'm telling you, the worst reports ever in the history of reports came when you get professional, so-called professional radio play.
Yeah.
You know, you're not sure, but when you do this, you know, our play, when you know, this show, if you submit to us, is free. It's free if we list you. But even though we list you with a tracking link, we can at least give you some numbers back. But even better is like when you pay and we put it out there, you don't just get some numbers back, you can get some demographics. So, like, we will, like, if you want to submit, look, I want some radio play, we can put a package, we do our impact now. But we'll put a package together, and the whole point of it is for you to get an idea who's actually listening to your music or listening to your spoken word. Who does it actually appeal to? Sometimes who you think it appeals to are not actually the ones who's appealing, or sometimes you're missing audiences you just don't know. Because I know so many of our spoken word artists only depend on the people that who's in front of them when they do a show. But there's a whole nother global revenue stream of people who could be buying your music. But who do you target? And case in point, Hezekiah is one. When I first started working with Hezekiah, worked up in Impact Now. And that's why I have Hezekiah and I have different level artists. But these artists were, I needed to construct something. I really wanted to create an avenue how an independent artist could cost effectively, what's reasonable in the indie artist budget. How could they release cost effectively? Because like I said, when I first started the game, you know, you're talking about $10,000, $30,000 budget. Who has that? You know, the average independent artist don't have budgets like that. And then like I said, the recording wasn't good. Even when you did, there were some people that had maybe not 10,000, but then there were people to do, if you have 1,000 or two, they would do some stuff for you. But the reporting, like I said, stunk. You wasn't quite sure who saw your work and different things. So I researched to come up, how can this be effective? I mean, that you actually get an impact and measured. So you're getting some response, you know what you're getting back, you have an idea, and you're following a system that actually gets you out. So when you do release, you drop with some numbers. In that first 30 days, that first day, you're going to have some significant numbers. And if you follow, you know, what you're given, you'll have some significant numbers in that first 30 days, which is very important if you are looking to do deals. Even if you're indie, you still may want to do a distribution deal with a major label. You may even want to sign a deal with a major label. But, you know, you just need to know. Right now, they're looking. They're going to ask you, what are your numbers? Who's your audience? Mm-hmm. What are your look? Because if you allow them to do all of that for you, you're going to be wondering, when the heck am I going to get paid? Because you're not going to get paid until everything they invested in you is paid back. So if they're doing your looks, if they have to put out money to determine your audience, to put out for all of your you know, all these different developmental things that you can actually do for yourself, they're going to charge you 3, 4, 5 times, which may have actually cost you.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get paid until they get all of their money back. So it's really important that you just do that developmental work in submitting, like through our music submit channel, like submitting for radio play, and you pay. But it's not, you know, like I said, comparatively, it's like a tenth or less of what you would have to pay. But it's valued, not just that you get played, but on the real value comes in when some of those analytics. Because when I first did Hezekiah, yeah. I put them out on the platform, and it just, not you didn't just see, but it gave the analytics male, female, and age range of who was, you know, listening to the music. And
some
it was
analytics
a whole
helped with setting
age
up tour,
range,
too.
Well, it helps with everything. You can't,
mm-hmm.
everything is about an audience. Anything you sell is about an audience. If you don't know who mm-hmm. wants it and why they want it, you're going to be lost. And you're going to be wasting a lot of time and money philandering around because, you know, no customer, no business.
Yeah.
You know, if you're singing to yourself or, you know, speaking to yourself, if there's nobody to come listen, hear, watch, or buy, there is no business. You know, so, but yeah, I automatically assumed it was a much younger crowd that listened to Hezekiah. But I found that
mm-hmm.
we actually found the numbers. He actually targeted an older crowd, at least in what I assumed. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess assumed it's hip-hop, he on the hip-hop scene, this and that. I automatically made assumption. And then, like, just going after those people, boom, 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 and kind of feeling frustrated, get some real numbers in, some real, you know, analytics, and find out, uh-oh, my group is a little bit older. And
mm-hmm.
either more female or more male than maybe you thought or whatnot, but then you go after those specific people that are responding, and totally turned around. Yeah, because it's wasting time targeting the wrong audience. So that's just a lesson learned and blah, blah, blah. But since we are in artist development, I really do want you guys to take advantage of this. This is fun to listen for some feedback. But guess what? People really do listen to the shows. People are really hearing. And so it's important that I'll be able to say who you are, not just that you have a good song, but I'm able to tell people where to go find it and how they can buy it. And so that's just important that, you know, your artists, when you submit, that you do have those things. And just, you know, take the time to get some feedback. So when are you going to be do you have anything released, Dante?
I don't have nothing, like, officially released right now. I do have some stuff that was played here and there, but I'm in the middle right now of just getting our visuals together and all of that because it's not just me. We like a whole collective,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? The people who do music, visuals, you know, production. Like, I can't even call us a record label because we do so much, you know what I mean? I'm really blessed to have these talented and motivated people around me that I grew up with, so it's definitely all genuine. But right now,
mm-hmm.
nothing officially released, you know, probably in the next 30 days. Not even probably, definitely in the next 30, 45 days, we're going to be dropping a single. The project. Set right now to drop on my birthday, which is January 12th, still the same, 23 still the same, that's the name of my debut project, so y'all definitely can look out for that. The single, I don't want to reveal that just yet, but yeah, something coming soon, that's for sure. I sent you a few too, I'm not sure if you got it, Jackie.
Okay, alrighty, well,
mm-hmm.
we're definitely going to put it on the next show, where so we have some time to pre-promote. But we have a caller on the line, so let me just bring the caller on. I'm not sure if they want to talk. But a caller from the 215.
100.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, hi, how are you?
How you
yes.
doing? I'm just calling to tune in. Y'all got my brother on here.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Who the hell does that
right.
say? It's Mark.
Oh, that's Mar? What up, bro? What's good?
What's
hey,
going
yo,
on?
Y'all,
what's going
everybody
on?
Listening. Everybody listening, Mar, that's my brother, bro. I appreciate you tuning in for this. I just got this heads up like an hour ago.
You already know. As soon
popping.
As you sent me the number, I had to call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down to... you already know.
Well, that's cool. That's cool, y'all. So, yeah, you know, definitely... you know, they spread this word, and let's see, you know, like, so we can... just help our artists out
and
here.
That's another thing too. Me and Mar, we created, not even just me and Mar, but we was the ones that originally really pushed a movement and clothing line here in Philly called BMN, BMN World. BMN is an acronym for By Any Means Necessary. You know, that came about when we was in high school, like, I want to say like 9th, 10th grade, and it was actually geared totally towards our mission in basketball. And, you know, we created like a whole movement, and now like it's other people running that too. So you could check in with them. You can check in with us at BMN.world on Instagram for that too. So that's another thing that we involved in.
All right. So give out your Instagram tag, Dante. We got BMN.
World.
That's one.
W-O-R-L-D. BMN. World. That's 100% original. It's all authentic. All designed. All everything by us. And shout out to Young JP too for really holding that movement down in the city right now.
All right. BMN. World. And you can find Master Griot Radio at Master Griot, Griot Radio on Instagram and Facebook, Pinterest, and wherever else there is. So we're gonna do one more piece. Just roll out on one more piece, and I don't know if I necessarily have any some good R&B, but you know what I do have. But I'm just, since we've been doing mostly hip hop today, we're gonna go ahead and deal with the hip hop. I'm gonna do this is a Coup in the Rue.
Mm-hmm.
We got I'm gonna do Jeff Gregg, Lyrical Illusion, and then we're gonna come to a Coup in the Rue. And this is hip hop, but it's still spoken word.
Jeff Gregg, let's get it.
Welcome to the world of the fake and the famous. The lifestyles of the beautiful and brainless. The joy and the painless. Blackface like Amos. Most of y'all skills is anus. Our community needs changes. Got me on my knees praying to God like, yo, whatever happened to the real MC? Rats chasing the cheese. That's why those contracts resemble a glue trap. It's a fact, but I got it. You got that miseducated Negro flow, that COINTEL professional flow, that Pinocchio flow. You spit puppet strings in the world of coons and sambos. Oh, you got guns like Rambo, like Yosemite Sam. Your empty ass words like the ammo, blowing more smoke than a pack of camels. You a sham, a mockery, a buffoonery, a shambling shackle trying to tackle your goals in the field of dreams. But you can't get to the end zone, signing contracts with record companies, happy like some hoe that's finally in the friend zone.
Really,
this the game
you.
Of Star Wars, and you are the attack of the clones.
Clones.
Nigga, go home, leave this music alone. We know you got osteoporosis in your backbone, making
that's
it easier
enough,
for you to crack under pressure. And we know you ain't got the nerve to be a real artist like a John Coltrane or a Jimi Hendrix or Paul Robeson or Ozzy Davis or Nina Simone or Sarah Vaughan. Now you another bag of bones. This corporation's own. What you sniffing
on?
Rocks a bag of Rolling Stones. Now you no longer own your tongue,
your hands, your lungs.
Stop got
breathing.
A future lawyers and doctors raising guns instead of raising their sons. And we understand that the mainstream media created a role model for you by the name of Jay-Z, a.k.a. Jehovah. But trust me, soldier, if Jesus Christ came back tonight, he would not be rocking a platinum chain with his face covered in ice. He'd probably be baptizing the mic device, reciting the lines of the divine, breaking down the real reason for the division of
Israel
and Palestine. So you can talk about the diamonds on your neck, I know someone to disrespect you and take your belongings with a text. They used to hang ropes around our necks. Take our lives by your neck. How strong is your neck? Let's nickname your music that snap, crackle, pop, hip-hop. That bullet spray bodies drop hip-hop. Or Harriet Tubman's and Denmark Vesey's have become slaves with
slave names.
Slinging slave codes and slave chains. Because a slave's brain will cut a back door to the backyard to become a star. So how you like your MCs? Cooked, feathered, and tarred. Fricasseed and fried, burnt, and charred. Because it's too many fried chickens waiting to come to a boil in the mainstream's corn oil. Claiming they straight like coke lines, but they bend over like foil. When it's other time. Your rhymes sound like cooking time. I mean, how many times can you cook crack in one verse? Or how many times can you kill the same human being in one verse? And what's worse is you rehearse the same process over and over again and claim it's progress. This is treason. How you gonna rob Peter to pay Paul Wall? In your mouth you claim you got a disco ball. Oh, I get it. Every time you smile, we supposed to start the soul train line and get the shucking and jiving, good timing, keeping our heads above the water, gobbling on watermelon. You selling genocide to my people. Your wordplay is horrible, but you really evil. There ain't no disco ball in your mouth. You got the bones of Sierra Leone in your mouth. You got dead bodies in your mouth. You should have kept that stuff down south with the rest of the Klan rallies and cross burnings. We yearning for change around here. Like we already let Elvis Presley steal the rock and the roll. We can't let Eminem take over the hip hop and the soul. Now I ain't gonna front, he's a dope lyricist, and I hope you're hearing this for 10 years from now. Kids are gonna be like, he's the greatest rapper that ever lived. And Pac and Big will be forgotten memories that never lived. So what do we tell our kids? Explain to them the difference of 50 Cent and Public Enemy. Explain to them the difference of a Ja Rule and Sugar Hill Gang. Explain to them what lyrical content is, the importance to memorize the lyrics of the Nas Illmatic album. Explain to them why hip-hop is hard to find in classrooms but easier to find on your radio dial. You ain't got a smile. All you can feel is the pain from the rain of the so-called lyrics on the mainstream. Again and again, this process repeats itself every day. All you gotta do is turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Station you listening to the day. R&B hip hop coming to you. Win $3,000 clash. 3 p.m. top 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's great.
So that was another Philly poet, local poet. He's actually considered a magic real artist, Jeff Gregg, and he's been all over on TV and everything, but that was a piece. Actually, I was helped. I produced for Jeff Gregg, but Lyrical Illusion.
That's a deep brother, right?
Yeah.
There. I mean, anything about my life.
Philly got some phenomenal talent, you know. I mean, it's always has been and it still is. So I just really hope our artists are making their work available. Like, you know, if people want to go out and buy Lyrical Illusions, I wish they could. So, Jess Gregg, if you hear me, you just got engaged too. We need to give him a big ups on that. And talk
Lyrical
about
Illusion.
Nas.
Is that his project, Lyrical Illusion?
No, the project is called Kim and Chaos Theory, and it really was just a small EP. He never even fully did a full project. He had, it just was a short EP. He just had a few pieces on that, and but he just didn't, you know, release it for major distribution. We recorded it, and he just didn't, put it out for full global distribution. So,
shout out to Jess Gregg, then, man. Philly, we definitely lit right now.
Yeah. But talking about Nas, Nas the Illmatic. You know, Nas and Lauryn Hill is doing the Paranomics tour. Paranomics is a book by Dr. Claude Anderson about the economic advancement of African Americans. In the Paranomics. Nas and Lauryn Hill, they kicked it off September the 7th. They've already been up to Toronto, Canada with some great reviews. They say the show is sick, and they say watching Lauryn Hill is just like watching a genius in action. They say her flow is sick. And so that tour, everybody be on the lookout for that when that's coming our way. And everybody make sure you check out Lauryn Hill and Nas are on tour right now. It's called Paranomics Tour.
I hope they're coming to Philly. I'll go check that out.
Yeah. I haven't yet saw the tour schedule. I'm posting some reviews and as far as economic movement, by Black movement, they're supporting the Harvest Institute and just, you know, they're supporting tech, education. So proceeds from the concert is going to support 44 nonprofits, 44 causes dealing with economics, education, and technology.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah. So, what we're going to do, we're going to close out on, I'm still doing a cool in the room, but we just going to soften it up. And y'all, brothers, can let me know how y'all feel about this piece. It's another poetry piece. It's from Cool in the Room. She's also a fierce hip-hop artist. And she came, she went to school here at University of Penn, but she's actually from Connecticut, but she's been living in Germany for years. So she tours all over Europe. She's a poet laureate and everything, but she's a hip-hop artist, and she's really hot. Kind of on one of her biggest pieces is Walking the Block, but she's a Cool in the Room, and this is her piece, Poetry, How Does It Feel?
Check it out.
If love had a sound, this would be that sound. Love. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a cool in the room. And that's from her EP, Poetry, How Does It Feel? And you can find her at akunaru.com. She's on Bandcamp. You can see her whole catalog over there on Bandcamp. She's at least 3-4 projects deep. So, but that's really about one of the only few poetry pieces she has. She's really hip-hop.
Yeah, that's like a mix of poetry and like R&B. I was getting some SZA vibes.
Her hip hop is real strong. Her hip hop is real strong. But since he has such strong pieces, I was like, let me just
said her name is what? Accordia?
Akua. AKAU. Akua Naru. NARU. AKAU Naru. NARU. Akua Naru. AkuaNaru.com. But you definitely want to find a whole catalog on Bandcamp. And Player has, they've written up on her and everything. So. Just to, throw in a little difference.
She got some toes.
So when we come back.
That's
go ahead, Dante.
Yeah,
what were you saying?
No, that's last year. I was on our website. I was saying she got some shows, but that was from last year. I'm going to definitely tune in.
And a lot of shows over in Germany and Europe.
Yep.
I don't know when. But again, even though she's in Europe touring and all there, her work is available globally because, they make sure so whenever she releases, everything can be purchased. So, she's on, iTunes, all streaming channels and everything. So this is our Indie Friday Groove, and we're going to be doing a Kicking It Now with Dante, and we're going to be back here again next week. So we're going to have a whole new lineup of some of the artists. We're going to definitely hear some work from Dante and some of the other artists that we're supposed to hear from today is Death Machine, his Girl For Me, and then Euphoric, Broken Dream, and we had LaShawn Pace, God Sent Me Tyrone. We probably had to offset that one with Lauren Hill, what you call it? Call Tyrone. She said, God sent me Tyrone.
Call on Tyrone.
And we have a gospel piece. Sarah Sisson, she had a good piece called Top Hat. So we're going to definitely be hearing from some more artists. So we have a whole mix next week. And we'll do sets. We'll do three in a set. For just for some reason, I don't know. So I'm have to go to to the tech division, tech support. Gotta go to IT and say, like, what happened? We're gonna just pre-mix. We'll pre-mix like 3 of them at a time so that we can definitely get some artists in and get them reviewed. So, anything else you guys like to say, Mark and Dante, before we close out? Anything you'd like to let the people know?
Well, I didn't even know Mark was on the line. I'm going to just say, thanks for having me on here for sure today, Jackie. And appreciate everybody that tuned in. And just look out for music, art, visuals, any project you could think of coming from me and my camp over here with this.
Okay, all righty. So, Dante, the main way for people to reach you is the BLN.world?
Nope, because my little cousin running that operation. Main way to reach me right now, I apologize if anybody out there, just word of mouth. You catch me in traffic right now until we really moving and putting out this music and these projects and everything like that. You just got to catch me in traffic right now if you don't got my direct line. So, but yeah, BMN.
You're not on
world.
Social media? I mean, but what about
nope.
social media? Okay, so
not
just BMN.
Right
that world.
Dot world.
Okay.
That's the movement.
Okay.
We started that in 2010. And we still kicking.
All right. Okay, then, so we're gonna just close out, and thank you for tuning in with us today, Dante, and giving us your input on some new-to-you music, and, you know, thank you to all artists out there, you know, shout-out to Hez, Akua, Jess Greg, Soldier One, he's out of Florida, I mean, we've been all over the map today, so,
yeah.
And Inspire, he's out of, New Orleans, and so, yeah, we've been all over the map today.
Yeah, we live.
Yeah, everybody in Master Creole Radio Land, thank you for listening in, and this has been your Indie Friday Groove. We'll see you next week, same place, same time. Peace.
Yeah, there.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.